Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat at Kansas City opened at 384 and a half, up 1 1/4 on the open. July, 382 down 1. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 333 1/4, down 1 1/4 on the open. May, 344 and a half, down 3/4. July, 353 down 3/4. September, 361 and a half, down 1 3/4. December, 374 down 3/4 on the open. March corn open at 212 3/4, down 3/4 on the open. May, 222 down 1. July, 230 1/4, down 1 1/4. September, 237 3/4, down 1 1/4. December, 247 3/4, down 2. March, 254 down 2 on the open. March oats open at 191 3/4, up 1 1/2 on the open. May, 186 1/4, up 1 1/4. January soybeans opened at 564, up 2 on the open. March, 571 1/2, down 5. May, 580 down 5 1/2. July, 589 down 6. August, 594 1/2 down 3. November, 599 down 6 1/4 on the open. January soybean meal open at 179, up 20 on the open. March, 180.50 down 120. March soybean oil opened at 21.50, down 17 on the open. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle opened at 112.35, down 12 1/2 on the open. March, 111.70, down 27 1/2. April, 112.55, down 12 1/2 on the open. February live cattle opened at 95.95, up 32 1/2 on the open. April, 94.65, up 25. February lean hogs opened at 59.10, up 10 on the open. April, 64.80, down 7 1/2. May, 67.20, unchanged. June, 70.50, down 27 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 82.50, down 55 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Join us tomorrow evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Elks Club in Pontiac at 7 p.m. Panelists for this meeting include Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's at the Elks Club in Pontiac tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. There is no charge to attend the meeting, and no advance registration is required. Bring your questions and get those individual questions answered by our panel of experts. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing, not too terribly bad. It is Monday from a board standpoint, although it's Tuesday on the calendar. The board closed yesterday. We start in that soybean pit, John, where we see a lot of red ink on the board. What's happening there?
The main point is that Argentina received some good rains over the weekend. Brazil got light rains. They're expecting more rain in Brazil this weekend or this week. And Argentina, going back to Argentina, they got anywhere from a half inch to 3 inches of rain, pretty wide coverage. So moisture-wise, they're in pretty good shape now. The 6 to 10 in Argentina is drying out and normal temperatures. So that's ideal growing conditions, and the market is reflecting that a little bit this morning. It opened down about 4 cents in the beans, and we have came back to 2 to 3 down right now.
The Nopal crush also construed as bearish?
Yes, mildly, low end of the range.
We've seen November beans had hit a low of 5.99. That's holding the December 9th gap at 5.99. Do you think that we'll make a stand there?
I think we'll make an attempt to stand there. If the funds do not come back in, or the index funds do not come back in on these beans, you know, they'll probably gradually grind through that in the next few days. Major support in the March beans is 69, and we went to 69.5 this morning, so they tried it this morning also.
Where would we go down if we didn't hold the December 9 gap, in your opinion?
Basis to March beans, 550 to 555, then 625 to 630 is the next two major lines of support.
And what about Nov beans? Would we hit that Nov 25 gap, 586.5?
Probably, yes.
Let's look at the corn, where we see the current tick March at 211.5 down 2. The July 229.5 down 2. March corn trying to take a stand at 208 to 210. Will it?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, I think it all depends on whether the funds and the index funds come back in and support it there. We never know when they're going to walk in the pit, and they're basically what's rallied this market in the last couple weeks and kept it this high. So if they come back in and be aggressive buyers, yes, I think 208 to 210 will hold. If they do not, we'll probably grind to the $2, 205 area.
Will we see a rally on the cash based off these futures?
You know, I think that's probably just going to depend on the local areas. I know around our area, you know, there's piles everywhere, supplies burdensome, and really the elevators don't have to bid up to get this corn. Farmers, you know, this time of year they need money, and the easiest way for them to generate cash flow right now is to sell corn.
Let's look at the wheat. Let's begin at the Kansas City March wheat there at 383, down a quarter. March wheat at Chicago, 331.5, down 3.25. And we look at March wheat just went up a quarter over at Kansas City at 383.5. And this begs the question, are these spreads going to continue to widen?
Yes, I think they will. I think Kansas City will continue to gain on Chicago. You know, I don't know how wide it'll go out. Nobody does either. But as long as it stays dry out in the south, southwest, I think that spread will probably widen and be a good spread to put on.
Do you like the idea that Kansas City March will test its double top at 390?
If the dry weather persists, yes, it probably will. Of course, I can't predict weather. I wish I could.
We'll leave that to Ed Kieser.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for producers today?
I think any, if a guy has old crop that he needs to move, probably, you know, the market's not down very much, and if you can catch a pretty good basis, maybe a guy ought to lighten up on what he has stored at home or at the elevator and, you know, sell reasonably aggressive on any rallies that we do encounter in the corn and the beans in the next couple weeks.
Thanks much, John.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
You too. John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City trading at 382, down 1.25. March wheat Chicago, 331.5, down 3.25. May, 342, down 3.25. March corn, 211.5, down 2. May, 221.25, down 1.75. July, 229.75, down 1.75. September, 237.5, down 1.5. March beans, 574.25, down 2.25. May, 583, down 2.5. July, 592.5, down 2.5. November, 602.5, down 2.75. Make it now 602, down 3.25. March soybean meal, 180.60, down 110. March soybean oil, 21.43, down 24. On the Merck, January feeders, 112.55, up 7.5. February live cattle, 96.70, up 112.5. February lean hogs, 59.40, up 40. Outside markets, February crude oil, 65.25, up 133. Silver for January, not trading, but the March contract at 909.5, down 7 cents. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications in the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.